Welcome to Fat Mascara. Hang in with us because this is just a morning of wackadoodle-doo. Okay, we are live on the Zoom. This is... God, is it, I would say is Mercury in retrograde, but the world's basically been in retrograde since what, March 13th? I would date it. Okay, so I'll be honest, we recorded a whole intro and then I lost the whole damn thing.
Wait, pause for a second. She's Jess. I'm Jen. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Yeah, hey, what's up? Okay, if you're here, you didn't just stumble on us by accident, okay? So, guys, let's just jump right into it. We've been up, along with the At Will team. Thank you, At Will team. We had a major, major guest, but halfway around the world. So we've been up preparing. Jen, can you fill them in on what we just went through?
Because I still have like stress giggles. I had stress nightmares last night. I don't know if I even told you this. I thought I was in an orchestra and I was playing the triangle, but I couldn't put my triangle together. And every time they asked me to ding it, I couldn't ding it. And I was like, this is a stress dream about technology in the age of Corona for sure. Anyway, so we logged on with this big guest. It kept freezing. I was like, I was waiting for the internet police to come and just be like, woo, woo, like pull us all over. Everybody turn off your computers. There's too much shit happening.
Wait, is the subtext that nobody's in charge and nobody knows what's going on?
It's just like, let's just see what happens. But then I think to myself, you know, if this is the worst of our problems right now, we're doing okay. Things are rough out there. We are thinking about you guys. We have so many listeners that are in the healthcare industry, I realized, who have been DMing us. Keep up the good work, guys. Like, we know this is hard and we know it's just like silly and frivolous to be like sad and worried about our beauty podcast, but like everybody's got... You know, everybody's got stuff going on. Don't think we don't realize
that. No, we realize it. I'm trying to keep it light. I'm trying to just find some comedy in all of this craziness. We've got a big show today. So let's focus on today. What do we have, Jen?
Today we're going to do beauty news headlines. And we've got some news going on because the beauty industry is starting to pick back up a little. Things going on. Then an amazing thread on our Facebook group, our private Facebook group, is what inspired this next topic, unpopular beauty opinions. I'm so excited to discuss.
And then, of course, our big interview, back by popular demand, Mr. Christopher Buckle, who definitely deserves a gold star for his tech abilities. Great conversation. Always love Christopher. So stay tuned for that one. Great episode. I'm very excited about this one, Jen.
Me too. Let's do it. Love that music. I just feel like when the beauty news starts, I get into like, let me put on my suit. Let me tell you guys what's happening in the beauty world. You ready, Jess?
I'm so ready. And I agree that music definitely gets me into like a very serious headspace.
Okay. So numbers are starting to roll in about what's happening to the beauty industry right now. According to NPD, prestige clean beauty is up 11% this year, despite the rest of beauty sales. And this is just prestige beauty being down 14%. And I think we might have talked about this before, but I expect to see more of this. People are really interested in health, wellness, ingredients, and they want to feel good. So the type of beauty that is starting to sell is the clean beauty category. Very interesting.
What is clean beauty?
Yes. What if I was doing the actual news on like TV and like there was just someone in the background who would come by and just like give color commentary on everything the newscaster said?
That's the job I want.
That is your job right now. Okay, next up. Excellent news out of Brazil with regards to animal testing. Brazil's largest state actually had banned animal testing on cosmetics. And there was a challenge there by industry trade groups that wanted to still be able to do that.
Oh,
it went
Lord.
All the way to the Supreme Court. I know it. But get this. The Supreme Court in Brazil ruled that the state does have the authority to ban animal testing. And that is such good news for cruelty-free beauty advocates down in South America.
I want to meet these like these cruelty advocates.
It's like lobbyists for cosmetics companies that want to save money, I'm guessing. Ugh. But even I think most industry people are getting on board right now and realizing, get that bunny, get that cruelty free, you know? Okay, I'm doing a TikTok news item again. Watch TikTok, guys. It's like what I've been doing to find out what's going on with beauty. This is so scary.
There are
TikTok
gross.
Videos of people removing their moles and skin tags at home. You guys know I love DIY dermatology, but please do not try this right now. One video of a skin tag removal had 10 million people watching it. And then you know how the kids are, like with the purple shampoo thing. One person puts up a TikTok video, everybody's got to try it. In case it's not clear, dermatologists everywhere say, do not try to remove any skin tags or moles yourself at home, especially moles. You need to get them checked by a doctor. Do some telemedicine if you can't get to the doctor and you're super worried, or wait till you can get a doctor's appointment. Last up, this should surprise no one. CBD sales are expected to spike during the pandemic. According to a survey by consumer insights firm Brightfield Group, 40% of CBD consumers expect to intensify the frequency of their CBD usage. I'm still confused on this because for me, when I take CBD internally, it does nothing for my anxiety or my sleep levels. As we know, I only take it topically for inflammation. But whether it is a placebo effect or some people I'm sure do get a anti-anxiety effect from it, sales of CBD are expected to climb.
I think the CBD curious are now like, if not now, when?
I like that. CBD, hashtag CBD curious. Okay, last item. Jess, tell us about Support Creatives.
Okay, so Support Creatives, I'm very excited to see the spotlight shown on beauty freelancers, okay? Because everyone's hurting in the economy right now. Most people, I guess if you own Amazon, you're not. But Support Creatives is a nonprofit that provides financial assistance to people in the beauty world, also has mentorship, educational programs. So their first campaign is a Motorola Razr campaign with celebrity makeup artist Sir John. We love Sir John. He did this big contest with them last week offering corporate donations. And it was like if you created one of his five makeup looks and tagged, you know, Sir John and the right hashtag, they gave $50 for each.
That's right. Look,
makeup look.
You didn't even have to win. Just for participating, they were giving $50 to the Support Creatives Fund. That's so cool.
So cool. So I'm really proud of Sir John, really proud of Support Creatives. I'm just really excited to see, you know, listen, it's not going to solve the problem. It's not going to put every makeup artist back to work, but I'm happy to see attention being put on freelance makeup artists because they're not necessarily getting, or not necessarily, they're not getting the benefits that we're seeing with small businesses. And I'm not saying small businesses are like dining out by any, you know, stretch of the imagination. Nobody's living high in the hog right now, but certainly not freelancers.
And as Chris McMillan told us on our special episode, a lot of these people are independent contractors. So funds like this are really going to help them out. So you guys should keep a lookout on your social media, online. So basically, you don't have to give money, but by doing something, a big corporation will give money on your behalf, which is great.
Yeah.
Good news.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, all right, all right. I've been waiting for this segment for like a week.
For a whole week.
So, all right. On our private Facebook group, and you guys know I always mention the private Facebook group, and that's not to like make anyone feel excluded or force you to join, but it really is hopping, okay? There is a conversation going right now that made me laugh out loud, started by one of my favorite members.
Fizzy Bonkers. It's got to be Fizzy Bonkers.
Fizzy Bonkers, man.
Fizzy Bonkers, if you're out there, bless.
I love you, Fizzy. Okay, so he, she goes, does anyone want to play unpopular opinions? I'll start. Micellar water does nothing for me. Go.
Can I just say something about that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it, but like, I'm pretty sure I could do the same thing with regular water.
But I think it leaves my skin feeling drier if I just use regular water. I think that
okay, you're right. I say that's unpopular, fizzy. It actually leaves your skin more moisturized if you use micellar water to remove makeup.
Okay, cool. Ready? And I'm not citing who said what for the rest of these because I got to run down quick and dirty. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Makeup wipes aren't the same as washing your face.
I think that's becoming a more popular opinion.
I agree with you. And somebody else wrote, I love Caroline Hiron's shorthand for where we should be using wipes. Quote, fannies, flights, and festivals.
Oh, Caroline, we miss you.
So good, right?
Yes.
I agree. They're not the same as washing your face. And they're definitely situational. Okay, the next one I do not agree with at all. And I really think you should stick around. Whoever wrote this, stick around for the Christopher Buckle interview. I think it's dire. She wrote blush and then she put the scary clown emoji.
Honey, no. Blush is like, honestly, even if I put on lipstick, people are like, you're wearing lipstick. When I put on blush, when I used to have colleagues and coworkers and go to an office, be like, you look great today. And they didn't know why. That's what blush does. It just makes you look healthy and better, but like not like you're wearing makeup.
Well put, Jen. I think that was really like, you just sold me. I want to buy all the blushes now.
I hope I sold whoever made that comment too. Unpopular.
This one, I kind of, oof, ready?
Let me hear it.
This one hurts. Sheet masks are a racket.
Okay. I started out loving the SK-II treatment mask and lately, I haven't used a sheet mask in a year. They just feel cold and wet, and it's not a feeling I want right now. I don't know. It's like I might as well put the serum on. I'm like wasting the serum in the paper cutout. What is your thought?
It's like I'm not a Friends person, like the TV show, but I do know this one thing from Friends that like really I love. Like Ross doesn't like ice cream or something, right? And he goes like, it's too cold. They're too cold. They're really too cold.
But ice cream should be cold and my mouth should be cold, but like a cold, wet blanket on my face? No.
And I can't eat or drink.
So I'd like to spend my money on a nice, like, exfoliating enzyme scrub or regular face mask.
I hear you.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Next up.
I hate highlight. It looks tacky. And this is my favorite part. Sorry.
Everybody else in the Facebook group is beauty obsessive. So like you don't even like everybody gets it. We're all on the same page. We're starting with the same knowledge. I disagree on that one. Powder highlighter, I really do have a problem with. I feel like every time I try powder highlighter, I just look too gleamy. Uh-huh. But those Chanel Balm Essentials, that Ciate stick. How about you?
I definitely have looked tacky with highlighter. I'll be the first to admit it. I've seen it like even on some Zoom calls where I'm like, oh shit, it's too late to take this off. But I also have done a highlight where I'm like, like looking good, girl. So I think it depends on the hand you use, the product you use. I think it's just a matter of application
opinion.
And product. Yeah,
opinion.
I think it depends. Okay, ready? Quote unquote Essence products are a scam, as are quote unquote softeners.
Oh, I thought they meant Essence the brand, but we're talking about the liquid lotions that sort of, some people call them toners, but they don't have alcohol. So they're like moisturizing water. I feel like if I have to explain it to my mother, let's talk about Melanie for a moment.
Oh, that's a really good litmus test.
The essence step, I feel like Melanie would not be about it. She'd be like, you wash your face and then you put on moisturizer. What's the pH balance? My face, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm torn. I'm actually torn on this one. What about you?
I think softener.
Maybe it's the name.
It's the names are a little like goofy. The names, I feel like they're kind of justifying. We need another SKU in the line to sell to another market who likes to buy these kinds of things, you know?
Yeah. But prepping your face to put on your treatment actives, because when your face is moist, it absorbs deeper. That is not a bad idea. And water does dehydrate you. So maybe there's something in there.
I have used a couple of essences where I did feel like my skin looked really good for a little bit. So again, all of these things, I'm not somebody who's usually like all yes or all no about anything. So.
Oh yeah, same me. I live in the gray area.
Yeah. Okay, I like this one. Botox for those in their 20s is not cool.
It's not cool? What does that mean?
I love the wording more than I love the sentiment for any of these things.
I know. I got my first injection when I was 29, but I had the wrinkle at that point. It was the one between my eyebrows from squinting. Yeah. It's also when I realized I needed glasses. That's probably why I had the wrinkle. I'm going to go with, I don't want to put a date on it because I feel like everybody's face is different. And I think Botox for people that don't have a line that is visible at rest is not cool.
I second that. Well said, Jen. Okay, this is my absolute favorite one. Ready? Nude lipstick is tragically unflattering, period. It gets better.
Support.
Ultra matte liquid lipstick gives people cat butt lips.
I love when people reference animal anuses when they talk about matte
lipstick. It's so true.
I don't know who can wear it.
Angelina Jolie when she was 25. That's it. That's the only person I could think of.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. I hate the look of black liner on the waterline.
Same.
I think it's very 80s hair metal girlfriend.
Oh, but sometimes I do a chocolate brown on the waterline and I feel like I look very like Cleopatra, like smoky.
I cannot, like the image that I'm picturing with the black liner on the waterline is so not you. I'm picturing that very like... You know the look I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think it also is skin tone dependent because I feel like the deeper your skin tone, the more natural that would look and it might such a weird thing. Yeah. Okay, let's picture it on big feathered teased blonde hair and a very fair woman.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It goes. But here's the thing. If anyone's like, wait a second, I put it on the waterline. Here's the thing. Anything can look right on like on the right person. Like you can have like green, crazy hair. Like look at Billie Eilish. I'd never be like, you know what? I want Lake to grow up and like dye her hair like electric lizard green. Because I think
but
it's
just the roots.
Right. Just the roots, just everything else black. That's going to look so freaking awesome on her. But like it works on her because it like works on her, like her crazy ass nails. Like, so I think it really is about the person. So I just don't want anyone to think that I'm like negging their look because
no,
I really, and it sounds kind of like on a cop out, like, oh, it depends. But like, I really do believe that.
That's why I love beauty so much more than fashion because it's just like, it's so individual. You do you. It's the best part about like what we do. Yeah. Oh, give me another one. Any more?
Oh, there's a ton more. I'm telling you guys, go on the Facebook group. I was there for like an hour, like trying to like cherry pick some good ones. Double cleansing is just a way to sell more cleanser.
Disagree.
I disagree.
Like I have to get the makeup and the 2.5 millimeter nanoparticles of pollution off first before I can actually cleanse the sebum and the stuff on my skin.
Completely. Completely.
Sorry.
All right. What are your pet peeves or your unpopular opinions?
I was thinking about this and it's a product category that I have trouble with and it scrubs for things other than my body. So like lip scrubs and scalp scrubs. I always feel like I'm just like irritating or pushing sand around. And then it was with the scalp scrubs especially. I'm like, isn't that going to knot up my hair? But this is how I nerded out. I can still see the gray area. I went online to see, like, where did this even come from? Do you know back in the day when people had to wash their hair before there was shampoo, it was very normal to go in the river and take sand or river stones, that fine grit, very clean kind of dirt, and use that to dislodge sebum and, like, matted hair and stuff. And so I was like, there I go. I just unconvinced myself of my unpopular opinion. So I'm still torn. What about you?
Well, I think a lot of liquid lipsticks give you that nasty, like dehydrated look. They look good for a second.
Yeah.
They look good for a photo. They look good for like the first 5 minutes of the cocktail party. And then you have nasty, like car paint lips. And then it gets
car paint lips. Right? And if you don't get them on perfect, the edge is all wobbly and it's like, it just looks tacky.
Right. And then you eat something. So then it's like gone away in the middle. Now you really have cat butt lips.
Can you please stop saying cat butt? But then you also like that Tom Ford one and that's a liquid lipstick.
Right. But that one's pretty good because it has more of a bend to it. Like more, I'm going to sound like a science geek here. It has more polymers, I believe. There's something kind of like, watery.
The flash volatiles are not as flashy.
I will say, I think the more expensive ones, you get what you pay for in the liquid lipstick department. I think the cheap ones really do feel cheaper. Then I also have to say, whenever I see eyelash extensions, I would say 7 out of 10 times, I don't like the way they look. I have seen them look beautiful, but 7 out of 10 times, I think they look a little artificial.
I think it's that thing like with filler, like if you can see it and you know the person has lash extensions, then they're not good.
So maybe I'm seeing it day in, day out, and I just don't know it.
But I bet you, that's what I'm saying. I bet you there's people that you look at and be like, wow, she has great lashes, but she actually has extensions. It's when they start to get a little wonky or too long that you're like,
Yeah. So I'm not giving you those, you know, I'm not giving you that cheers and jeers kind of like fun beauty stuff that maybe you wanted, but
it started out fun and then we took it to a dark place.
I took it to the like, well guys, let's also, you know, there's no right or wrong in beauty, but I think
let's just be friends.
Yeah,
go on the Facebook group, add your own opinion. Can we keep this thread going? I want more.
Yeah,
excellent. That was fun.
That was fun.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
We are so psyched to be back with celebrity makeup artist Christopher Buckle. He has one of the most incredible career stories. He went from working in a cubicle at an artist agency one minute to assisting Laura Mercier on a Steven Meisel shoot with Kate Moss later that afternoon. The rest was history. You can hear that amazing story on Fat Mascara episode 86. Please go back. You will not regret it. Jen, do you remember that story?
Oh my God, he's the best. And if I hear one more person tell us that's their favorite episode, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You know, by popular demand, we brought him back. We heard you loud and clear. We finally got our schedules to align. It took a quarantine to get us in the same place at the same time. Obviously upset about the quarantine, but so happy we got a chance to chat with him. And if you don't know his work, I'm telling you, you do, because you've been working with Mariah Carey for 25 years, Blake Lively, Erica Jane. Hope you enjoy the chat. This was so much fun. Let's get to it. Hi, Christopher.
Hi.
All right. So first of all, thank you for playing ball with us and doing that whole tech setup. You now basically, you can work anywhere. Like, you can do IT anywhere.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are you sitting in a closet right now? That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's the scoop. I'm actually back in the closet. And I'm surrounded. My underwear makes for great soundproofing.
It does. You're well padded. Okay, so I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I'm not bullshitting you. You are by far the most requested return guest on Fat Mascara.
Yay! I love that.
As we're recording this, we've had 202 or 203 episodes under our belt. Seriously, people have demanded you back, and I have to tell you, I really wanted to get you back too. You're so hilarious. And I want to like just kick it off with a little bit of a refresh for anyone who doesn't know you.
Okay.
So let's just get to the Fat Mascara questionnaire to give our fans a little bit of a sense of who you are. Okay, ready?
Yes.
This is like a speed round.
Round. Okay, a lightning round before we get to like the real questions. What is the first beauty product you fell in love with?
First makeup beauty product that I ever fell in love with was probably lipstick.
Was there one lipstick, like your sister's lipstick, or like?
Yes, no, I could be really specific. It was Wet n Wild 509 lipstick. It was a deep, beautiful burgundy color, and it was 99 cents, right in my price range. And I worked the hell out of that color. And I turned tons of people on in school with it. It was like the perfect like goth, you know, color. It was just gorgeous.
509.
Because you were like a goth kid, right?
Well, that's the easiest way for me to describe it. But I was like a post-punk, new wave, goth, club kid, whatever. You know.
Yeah. I don't want to simplify you. I don't want to pigeonhole you. I mean, I remember you told us you were in a band.
Yes.
You were your own person.
I was painted to the gods. Yeah. In school.
Yeah.
So that was probably when I was like 14 or 15 when I found the 509 Wet n Wild.
You must have been really fun to hang out with. All right. No, I'm not like being funny. Like you probably were. Okay. Favorite ice cream flavor?
My favorite ice cream flavor is butter pecan. Is it butter pecan or is it butter pecan?
I think somewhere kind in between the two.
Old man flavor. A little old man flavor. Okay, song that pumps you up.
The song that pumps me up, I would say, is it's from Ministry.
Wow. Okay, goth boy.
It's called Stigmata. Ooh. It's very aggressive and it's very like. It's a hard song.
Has Mariah heard it?
Against her will, I'm sure she has heard it because every once in a while she'll be like, play music, because she always loves music playing. And I'm like, I don't know if you're going to like what I have. And so she tries to be nice and she'll like listen for a little bit. She's like, okay, let's switch it back over to some R&B. Because I'm playing like the most weird, like 80s random, you know, Lena Lovitch.
Leading Palms, goth punk.
Oh, yeah, but every, like, you know, B-52s and just like fun music. But, you know, it's all like strange and people making like, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, kind of noises.
She doesn't get it, does she?
She gets it, but I don't know if it's her taste level.
It's not her jam. It's not her jam.
Her ears are a little bit more sophisticated than my, you know, new wave eardrums from the 80s.
Okay. And then what would you know, we have our Razor Wand franchise, if you will. Basically, what are you obsessed with? What are you obsessed with right now? It could be a product or like a TV show. What are you loving right now?
Gosh, what am I loving right now? I am obsessed, I have to tell you, with all sorts of ghost-like things. And so I watch Ghost Adventures with Zach, you know, Zach with the black hair and the glasses. No.
I'm not familiar. I'm picturing Zach Morris. I'm sorry, can't help you here.
I think it's on the Discovery Channel, but it's Paranormal Activity. They do investigations on haunted environments and homes and places. And they use all this like high-tech equipment to capture spirits and things moving and disembodied voices and things like that.
Well, there's a ghost in my house, my apartment right now. There's a cat ghost. Jen, we haven't discussed this, but we can talk about this offline later. I draw a hard line. People don't believe in ghosts. Like, I've definitely gotten to like real fights with people, not like a fist fight, but like when people don't believe in paranormal activity, I don't understand that. Like, so you're somebody who very much believes in ghosts, it seems.
Oh, I don't believe in many things. I either know things or I don't know things. And I know that there are ghosts and spirits and things like that.
Okay, so you're both believers. This is good. I'm right there with you. It's fine. And aliens too. So we're all on the same page.
Well, I think that we should have a live seance on the air.
I kind of feel like it's happening right now with our little heads floating in these video screens.
Exactly.
I love the ghost. Thank you for doing the speed questionnaire. You're such a good sport. Take us through, just because we're all like work from home right now. Mm-hmm. You're a guy who travels a lot. What is going on right now in the Christopher Buckle day? What do you do every day? Get up, watch the ghosts. What else?
Well, you know, I make sure to set my alarm in the morning, and I try normally to kind of just get ready a little bit, just so I'm not just bumming around. And, you know, I'll work out on my Bowflex. I'm cooking a lot. I'm baking. Like, I haven't been around anybody except for Mariah Carey. So every few days, I'll like go over there and we'll cook in her kitchen and, you know, hang out. And then she hasn't seen anybody in like over a month, and I haven't either. So we're safe.
That's good. We're glad you're healthy. And I just want to point out that's a quarantine house that I would definitely choose to be in. Uh-huh. Mariah and Chris, I'm into it.
Yeah. We cook delicious things, and, you know, we hang out and talk, and it's fun.
Okay. So we have a lot to talk about. We have little things. We have big things. We have a lot of things. But I want to start not with the makeup tips and all that. I want to start somewhere bigger. Now, yesterday I was prepping for the interview. I took it very seriously. I was doing some like YouTube research, and I watched this wonderful video that was on your site. It was a day in the life video. So we're going to post a link to it on the blog, because I really think a lot of anyone who's listening to this, I think they're going to enjoy it. And you spoke about how when you were younger, you had poor self-esteem. Now, I'm not trying to upset you during this already dark time and like take you back to a bad place. But I just thought that it was really interesting, because you, to me, seem like somebody who is so comfortable in their skin and somebody who is like a very singular personality. And I don't think that there are many people like that. Like now and anymore. Wow. People are not that way anymore, where it's like they're such a singular personality and they just feel great in their skin. And I really think that that is why you are somebody who is struck such a chord with our listeners, because I think people envy that, or they admire that and they respond to that. But then you made the link in the video that makeup helped take you out of that, the poor self-esteem. So I'd love you to just chat about that a little bit more.
The thing is that I grew up with very low self-esteem, and I am still not completely comfortable in my skin. But I came to the realization as life goes on that that's the only choice I have. And so I kind of just dare people to not like me, and I just put it all out there. And I find that I don't like when people pretend to be perfect and pretend to have it all together. That's not interesting, and it's unrelatable. And I like to relate to people. I like to be human.
Yeah.
And that's what people connect with. And I just allow myself to be imperfect, and I do my best to present myself the way that I want to be seen and stuff like that. But I'm not by any means interested in being perfect. My low self-esteem growing up, like, it was very easy to have low self-esteem for me, because I was being told that I was disgusting, that I was, you know, every bad word you can say, you know, because I was gay, and I was bullied by kids and stuff like that. Even teachers, like, made comments to me. And now there would be lawsuits
disgusting.
Galore.
Yeah.
But I grew up trying so hard to fit in. Mm-hmm. And because kids could identify me as different.
Yeah.
So everyone just mocked me constantly and just always just pulled me out of the crowd and could identify me as someone different. And that was when I was trying. And so then I decided, well, if I'm going to have to go through all this torture as I'm trying to fit in, I might as well just do what I feel and still get made fun of.
Right.
So I started just painting my face and looking the way I wanted to look. But when people would ask me, like, why do you look like this? My goal was to look manufactured and not born.
Ooh.
I wanted to look just as perfect as possible so that I just looked like plastic, not skin. And so it made my makeup technique just become very meticulous. But as an adult, I look back at that and it's probably because plastic doesn't feel. Mm-hmm. And so I was making myself an object instead of a person. But as I got older, it's been, you know, it's a road, you know, I've come to a place where it's not so important for me to be liked or to be admired or whatever it is that people, a lot of this Instagram world is about that. People are always looking for outside.
Like approval. Yeah.
Approval. Like, I don't care. Like, this is what it is. This is what I got.
I think that, I think that's a huge reason why people respond to you. Another thing that, I mean, you can tell I've been reflecting on your interview from a long time ago, which stuck with me and a lot of people. But you also said, you know, when we wake up in the morning, you said, we're faced with luck and we're faced with genetics and the rest is up to us. So that's where the makeup comes in. And you love that perfect look. You are, you know, basically saying that makeup or, you know, beauty is something that we fill in that the rest of that space with. You speak about beauty in a way that is like, you know, beauty is important. Beauty is this act. Makeup is this act that can bring us up and make us more empowered. Like, look at what beauty did to you from a child to, you know, you stand up taller today. But we're in our society now, we're supposed to kind of tamper it down. Like, oh, one person's not more beautiful than the other. You know, like, we shouldn't emphasize that word. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense to me. But first of all, I think that makeup, it is an act, maybe, but it could be an act sometimes. But a lot of times, a lot of people look at it as a mask. I've always been said, why do you wear that mask? People would always say that to me, but it's a very revealing mask. It's not a mask that hides anything. Nothing exposes you more than the choices that you make with yourself. Mm-hmm. So the way that you present yourself and to do your makeup or do your hair or dress is communicating to the world who you are. And so it's not hiding. It's revealing.
It's not a weakness. It's a choice.
Yes. And so, like I said, the last time we spoke that, you know, you wake up and you're basically, you look like a combination of genetics and luck, but it's what you do to yourself that really makes the difference in how you choose to present yourself. I think that, you know, people like to downplay or shame people from concentrating on beauty, but no matter what you want to say, it's important because we're human beings and we're animals. And we interact with each other from a very primal place. It's not always a fortunate thing, but it's a real thing. So maybe it isn't nice that you're going to be judged by the fact that your shoes are all dirty and scuffed or that your nails are dirty. It's like that isn't important to who you are as a person, but it's going to get in the way of you getting the job. It's going to get in the way of you getting the date. It's going to get in the way. It's like, so just it's celebrating yourself at your most truest, best self, whatever that is to you personally, is really important, I think.
Yeah. And you are judged, whether it's dirty nails or whatever, but also age. So here we are, like 2 or 3 years since I've seen you last. We're all getting older.
What? I'm not getting older. You're saying I'm older?
But seriously, age is something that people, it's like one of the first things you notice about a person, right? Is how old they are. And I remember you said to us, like, well, yeah, that's why as you get older, you put on more makeup.
Yeah.
Is that, and it's funny because since then I've heard from some other makeup artists, oh, as you get older, you need less makeup.
Oh, pare it down and simplify. That is such BS.
What do you think?
Well, I don't agree.
Yes.
I don't agree with it.
How come?
As you get older, things are getting taken away from you. We're basically rotting slowly. Okay, so that's the truth. So,
jeez.
So the thing is, you have to replace and replenish where it's being taken away. So we color our hair because the pigments have been, you know, are being taken out of our hair. So we put it back in. And with our complexion, our skin gets thinner. So you could start seeing veins around your eyes and stuff.
Oh, I see them. Yeah.
So use a peach concealer and you want to make sure that you cover that. So makeup is a tool that you can use to give yourself the boost back in time a little bit and just fortify your beauty and reverse the clock a bit.
Okay, then I think I misheard you the first time, because what I hear you saying now is it's not that you need fewer products, like more products because you need to replenish more places, but you're not saying layer them on in a heavier hand.
No, not in a heavier hand.
Okay.
But as you get older, it's really important to use the products, but in a very strategic and precise way.
So my arsenal got bigger, but fewer bullets in each gun.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
But can you give us some of those techniques? Because like you mentioned, like, you know, the brow is getting thinner.
So something that everyone can benefit from. You don't have to be leaving your mirror like a clown. But something to think about is to fortify your complexion, even if it's a tinted moisturizer. A little bit of color really makes your teeth look whiter. It makes the whites of your eyes look whiter and brighter. So that automatically will make you look more vibrant, fortified, and healthy. And then your brows, you could fill them in just lightly. Try to make them a little thicker if they're thin by using a powder, and you could just make it soft. It doesn't have to be a precise brow that's traced in concealer and all that business. And a really important trick is to tight line your upper lash line. And that will make your eyes really pop without it looking like makeup. By densing up the lash line, you know, right in the roots of your eyelashes, yeah, and then putting mascara on, only on the top, it lifts your eyes up and it really just makes your eyes pop without it looking like you have makeup on.
And what kind of pencil do you use, or like liner do you use to do that?
You can use a gel liner with a flat brush, and you want to not put it on your waterline. You're really putting it in the roots of your eyelashes.
And do you go from underneath?
I do. I go from underneath. If you're going to do it yourself, you want to go to the mirror and you want to put your head back and open your eye wide and raise your elbow up with the brush. And then you're just going to tap it right at where the lashes are growing out of the lid.
Okay.
But it's a really important trick. And then you put your mascara on and you're going to not believe how thick your lashes look and lifted your eye looks. And blush. I can't stand how people don't wear blush. I see women on the street all the time. I'm like, you look like a thumb. You need to put blush on.
I'm picturing, what's the guy that lives beneath the sea? Patrick Star, like Patrick Star, the cartoon?
Yes, yes. But a friend of mine was like, you can't call me a thumb. That's horrible. I'm like, okay, well, then you're a big toe. So it's not good. You need blush.
We need blush.
But just remember that blush doesn't have to look cosmetic. It's supposed to simulate blood and circulation through your skin. Mm-hmm. So a good way is to match the inside of your lip. If you just look at the inside of your bottom lip, that's a great color. That'll
work
beautifully on you as a blush, because that's your blood showing through your skin. You know, just use it in the center of your cheek. Use a softer brush if it's going on too densely. The softer the brush you use, the less product it picks up, and then it goes on your face more subtly as well.
Do you ever teach Mariah how to do all these things, by the way? I know that you like do her makeup, but surely like there are times where she has to do some of her own stuff, right?
We've been bored lately, so I've shown her like how to get her face together and stuff on her own. And she's actually pretty good.
All right. So you've been working with, how long have you been working with Mariah? Like decades, right?
Yeah. Mariah doesn't like to measure time, but 25 years at least.
She's timeless. She's timeless. Okay. I have to ask you, because to work with somebody for that long is, you're obviously doing something right. And you do not have to comment on this, but she seems like she is a demanding person to work with. She has standards. She demands excellence. I want to know, since many of our listeners have bosses and we're all trying to hang on to our jobs right now, can you give us any tips about basically hanging on to a job that long and working for somebody who demands excellence?
Yeah, good question.
Because you're obviously doing something right.
Well, first of all, Mariah does want, I mean, everybody I think that I put makeup on wants to look their absolute best. So, but she's not difficult at all. She just likes what she likes. But I have a really strong work ethic. I am on time, which means I am early. And I will wait outside until it's the right time.
I like that. On time equals early.
Yeah, because basically if you show up everywhere just on time, it means that you are on a banana peel of being late at all times. Because, you know, you don't know if there's going to be a car accident on the road.
Right.
Or whatever, you know. Some sort of a delay, and then you're late. And no one cares about the excuse. Oh, there was traffic. Well,
duh.
Yeah. So you should compensate for that.
Right.
So always be on time. I am always prepared. I've never used a green eyeshadow on Mariah Carey, but anytime I do her makeup, there's 5 shades of green eyeshadow in my kit. My kit always has everything.
I love that.
Yeah, because you don't need it, but then the day you need it, you can't fake it. Where is it going to come from? So I just pay attention. So it's like, if her dresses are very low cut and she needs topstick and the stylist doesn't have it, I just make a mental note and I make sure that I put topstick in my kit. I have safety pins in my kit.
Come prepared.
Because someone else whose job it is maybe isn't going to do that job well. But Mariah or whoever I'm working with is always going to remember that I saved the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is really good.
Make your boss look good. Get there early. Be prepared. Do everybody else's job in just in case. Be ready to do their jobs as well.
Exactly. Because if you make yourself irreplaceable because you do many things, you don't just stop at the border of where your job ends and someone else's begins, then you are adding value to yourself.
Okay, so now that we all have kept our job, you've already helped us with that. Thank you. We do have some questions from our listeners that have been piling up for the years that we haven't had you on the show. So first off, we had Victoria, and she wanted to know steps to get ready and get out the door. And then everybody else in our Facebook fan group was like, Victoria, nobody's leaving the house right now. What we really want is, how do we look good on these damn Zoom conference calls?
Well, first of all, as important as makeup is, if you light it incorrectly, you're screwed. So it's so important to pay attention to how light is hitting your face. And when you're doing a Zoom or a FaceTime or any of that stuff, you need to find a frontal source of light, which means you're not sitting in your kitchen or next to a lamp that's sidelighting you like it's a CNN or Dateline interview.
And you're the murderer. Dramatic shadows.
We don't want the dramatic lighting. So if you want to look your best, you want to find a light source. Even if it's a lamp, just put it on a counter, on a table. So it's hitting your face frontal. This way it blows out any of the shadows around your eyes or around your mouth. So that's super important. Also, don't use a low angle like Jessica's right now.
What do you mean a low? What do you mean a low angle?
Look, this low, it's like when the camera is too low, it's not good. It's more flattering when the camera's not low. Another thing is, just make sure that you put some concealer on. So you want to just like hit the inside corners of your eyes and throw a little blush on, get some lipstick on or some lip gloss and a little bit of powder in the middle of your forehead so that you're not all like shiny and waxy looking.
Oh, forehead before nose, huh?
Well, also the oil that's on the top of your nose, you want to leave that because it acts as a natural highlighter. So if you keep the sides matte and leave the top shiny, you're going to naturally have a contoured nose and have a leaner looking
nice.
Nose.
All right.
That's good.
Good tips. Thank you.
Okay. Next question.
Next question. Sarah wanted to know what your current skincare routine was. Since you've been on the show, several people have mentioned your Brillo pad routine.
Oh, well, it's not Brillo. It is a Scotch-Brite pad.
Scotch-Brite.
Yes. I use the green side of a Scotch-Brite pad to exfoliate my face since I'm about 13 or so.
I don't think that's something we should be recommending. That seems really harsh.
Well, you don't have to recommend it. I am.
I will say his skin looks good.
Look, it could be harsh depending on your skin type and everything. And of course, if you have rosacea or any kind of like reactionary skin, you don't want to do something like that. You could also just use sugar and honey. It'll do the same thing, but be a little bit more gentle. And the honey is a natural humectant that draws moisture to your skin and has enzymes that are very healing. So that like once or twice a week is really great. I also I never am without something on my lips. So I pretty much use Burt's Bees wax on my lips or 8-Hour Cream by Elizabeth Arden. My face itself, I don't do much other than wash it with Cetaphil, the normal to oily, so that it suds up and I can get my makeup off. And then I use the Declior Essential Night Balm.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
But you could use a face oil or you could use apricot kernel oil.
Look at Jess putting on lip balm in the middle of the interview because
it freaked me out. I was like, oh, my lips are really dry.
Yeah. No, I literally have like a phobia about like once my lips don't feel like there's something on them anymore, I freak out. One time I lost, I don't know why, but I couldn't find my lip balm. It was lost. And I was sitting at dinner with someone and I was freaking out. And I stuck my finger in the butter and I was like applying butter to my lips.
Okay, so before we let you go, last question. Couple of your like favorite products. You and Mariah are in this quarantine house. What are you trucking over to her house? Like, what's in the kit these days?
Toilet paper.
I mean, that's what you all are right now. Did you bring Mariah toilet paper?
No, but my sister Doreen was like, if you want to find out if Mariah really loves you, you should ask her for a roll of toilet paper. See if she gives it to you.
Okay, so you got toilet paper in your kit. That's it?
No, I'm in my kit. Gosh, Vaseline. Because we're using so much sanitizer and all that stuff on our hands and washing our hands so much. They're so dry that I've been putting Vaseline on my hands in between. And it's made such a difference.
Christopher, are you still doing your line, like your cosmetics line? Because I have some favorite products from your line. I want to make sure that like people can still get them because I still recommend them a lot.
Yes, at ChristopherBuckle.com, you can get all of my makeup. What are your favorites?
The Triplicity Foundation Stick. I love that.
Mm-hmm. The Triplicity Foundation is a total like favorite. People are obsessed with it.
It's really good.
And that with my casting call setting powder, there's no better translucent powder, setting powder out there as far as I'm concerned. That's like, it's just the best.
Cool. Yes. And your high low, you got your Vaseline, your toilet paper and your Christopher Buckle foundation. Like what else do you need?
Exactly.
Christopher, thank you so much. Thank
you. You're welcome, honey.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay, it is time to raise a wand. We have another Jen from Australia, and she has recommended a product that is a remedy for very timely dry hands.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Jen from Sydney, Australia. I just wanted to raise a wand to the Chemistry brand under the Deciem umbrella. Hyaluronic acid concentrate tub. I've been particularly using this on my hands recently, as they're so dry like everyone else's. It's just so good because it's not greasy at all, and I just cannot stand the feeling of hand cream. So this has actually been a bit of a lifesaver. It comes in a 240ml tub, but God, I wish it came in like a litre because I'm going through it pretty fast. Anyway, thanks, guys. Love what you do. Bye.
Thank you so much, Jen, for sending in your Raise a Wand. Guys, continue to send those in. Jen, where can they send them?
Well, you can email a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. I will say that sound quality is a lot better, but you know I love our new phone number. You can also call us and leave us a voice message. The number is 646-481-8182. Let's raise our own wands. Jess, what do you have for me?
Okay, I have very dry body skin right now. We have this dry, hideous radiator heat, and it just zaps all the moisture out of my skin. I am loving the Osmia. Is that how you say the brand? Osmia?
Osmia? I've always said Osmia.
Osmia. They have this product called Naked Body Mousse. Now, I love a whipped body cream. They're very hard to find. Kiehl's makes one. They make the whipped creme de corps. Do you know that one?
Yes.
You put your hands in it. It's like lighter than air. This Naked Body Mousse, I opened it up. It looked like Tempty cream cheese. You know? That Tempty whipped cream cheese.
Oh my God, that's like an East Coast United States thing for
sure. Oh my God, so amazing. Like my grandmother always used to have it.
You know they call it Philadelphia cheese abroad, and I'm from Philadelphia and I always think that's hilarious.
Oh wow.
I've just been trying to be more mindful because I feel like we've been growing our audience really a lot globally, and I just want to like be like, hey guys, here's a thing you might not know.
Okay, well, so guys, this like cream cheese is so great. Philly cream. Now I'm like all confused. So just like cream.
You're look like, wait, up. Am I talking about cream cheese or the body lotion?
Look it up, guys. Sorry. Okay. Tempty cream cheese, T-E-M-P-T-E-E. Okay. It's so delicious. It just spreads on a bagel really nicely and has all these little like aerated bits. So this is
I think you should raise a wand to that.
It's so good. Guys, I'm really hungry right now. This Naked Body Mousse has that kind of texture, but a little bit thicker. You only need a little bit, which is just as well because this is $42 a jar. Okay. I want to be mindful.
It is expensive. But if you have the money or you're looking to treat yourself, pamper yourself right now, I think this is worth it. I keep it in the bathroom so it like stays nice and soft when I'm taking like a hot shower. A little bit on the body goes a long way. It is so lovely. I feel very pampered and gorgeous after I apply it. Yum, yum, yum. I love also that it's a small business. What is your raise a wand?
Oh, I'm raising a wand to a sunscreen because I've been trying to get out once a day and go hiking, but I've also been sitting in front of a screen. My screen time is up so much on my phone and my computer, and that blue light I know has been shown to be damaging. So I'm just wearing sunscreen kind of all the time right now.
That's smart.
This one's Dr. Loretta Urban Antioxidant Sunscreen, SPF 40. Listen, the marketing on this one is that it's got a little extra something called lipochromin to like guard against free radicals of pollution and UVA radiation. I just think it's a beautiful formula. It's got like this lightest lavender scent of all, and it has zinc oxide, which we know is good because it protects against UVA and UVB, but very sheer, even on Eric's beard. Like, you know how beard stubble with a mineral sunscreen sometimes like catches it? And the guy looks like he has like a purple cast on his beard.
Yeah.
This one's really nice for men with facial hair, but also for women. Just like a really beautiful sunscreen format. And I was not super familiar with the brand Dr. Loretta, but I'm going to check out some of the other stuff now.
Very cool.
Raise a wand.
Raise a wand to getting outside. Good for you that you're able to do that. And stay safe, right? Where are you going? Like, it's like the mountains? Like, where are you guys hiking?
Well, we have a car, so we'll like go one day a week. We are forcing ourselves to go out, go hiking, or you know me, go birding. And I'm just wearing my sunscreen. So everybody, wear your sunscreen. Stay safe. We love you.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your raise a wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.